This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lee Talk Thrive. Wait, what?
Liberty Lutual.
Wait, no, what? Oh, Free Talk Live. There we go. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. You can give a call. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about, well, anything you'd want to talk about. You can talk about stuff we've been talking about. You can talk about stuff we've talked about previously. You can predict what we might talk about in the future.
Well, you can request a topic and bring up whatever you want, so that's kind of like predicting what we're going to talk
you
about.
You can.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking more of like time travel.
Well, that's not really predicting. That's creating.
Yeah.
It's like, and yes, we can be bought. Send us some money. We'll talk about whatever you want to hear.
Tip.lrn.fm.
Yeah, that's right.
Indeed.
Assuming that's not connected to Discord.
No.
It's tip-top condition.
Tip.lrn.fm. What happens over there, Ian, if somebody goes
they
there?
They give us money.
Just the tip.
Just the tip!
If somebody did tip, like right now, for example,
you'd see a notice pop up in the Twitch window.
Oh, okay.
Twitch chat.
All right.
If he saw a notice, do you think he'd notice?
I don't know.
Would he notice the Discord.
Yeah. Would I notice the notice, or would the notice go unnoticed?
If the notice was unnoticed, is it really a notice?
What if the notice was unnoticed, even though it was noticeable?
Well, it really depends, because if a chicken and a half can lay an egg and a half in a day and a half, how long would it take a grasshopper with a wooden leg to kick all the seeds out of a dill pickle?
42.
Exactly. This has been your daily dose of genuine frontier gibberish.
I am fluent in gibberish as well as drunkenese.
Yep.
So, for those of you who don't know, I am a alcohol aficionado.
See, that's so confusing, because they use the same words, but they mean different things.
Talking about lawyers?
No, gibberish and drunkenese.
Yeah.
They use the same words, but they mean different things.
Well,
lawyers do that, too.
It's just the drunkenese version, I mean, is largely based on gibberish.
What about a drunk lawyer?
Words be nimble, words be quick. Words resemble walking sticks. Plant them, see them grow, see them waver so.
We've been talking about this article from the Communist News Network. I'm sorry, the Criminal News Network. I'm sorry, CNN.com. Where 19 families have gotten together to buy nearly 97 acres of land in Georgia.
That's one for every hijacker. This is a sign. No, it's not. That wasn't even a real story.
They want to create a city that is safe for black people. At first, it appeared as if there was
a
town.
That was almost a trace of sarcasm in what you're safe for black people. There are good reasons for black people not to feel safe in American cities right now.
It's just another one of my portmanteau.
Okay.
So it's, you know what snark is?
I do know what snark is. And you know that's exactly what I detected.
And you know what sarcasm is?
I do. Sarcasm.
Yeah, now you throw those two in the blender. You throw those two words in a blender and you get snarkasm.
Snarkasm. I see.
Indeed.
He's a blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw.
We'll continue with more about this article, but let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts.
Mine?
We have David calling from Jackson, Michigan, listening on WKHM, I believe.
Yep.
Oh, I partied with that dude.
David, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
WKHM, hey, gentlemen, and everyone else out there. Yep, WKHM, Jackson, Michigan.
Nice. What's on your mind?
I was born in Jackson, Michigan.
Get out of here.
But we forgive it.
He said get out of here. No, stay. It's okay. Stay. It's all right.
I'm not there. I'm here. I got out of there like years ago.
The official birthplace of the Republican Party. There's a
and
part
nobody,
of everything
not
here.
Something to be proud of.
Yeah, that's like being the birthplace of like herpes.
The birthplace of herpes. Sorry, what's on your mind tonight, David?
Oh, I don't know. A couple things for sure. I don't get your broadcast until after 9 o'clock, but sure like to talk about it. And, you know, first of all, the news that was on about the county sheriff, Aria, is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
It kind of got overshadowed by the horrific events out in L.A. and more other stuff going on.
Wait, which horrific event?
Was there a rallies or was it? Are you in that county as such, or?
We are in the county where Aria is running. Mm-hmm. But what was the horrific event you referred to?
Well, I think I want to call it assassination. That looked like it was caught on camera. Two police officers, mm-hmm. Compton.
I'm not sure exactly where it happened, but yeah, we were talking about this last night.
It happened in L.A. County.
Yeah.
And I know that because there's interesting material that people aren't hooking together, which is a couple of days ago, or a little while ago, the FBI came out and said it was investigating a sheriff's office because it seemed to contain gangs. And it seemed to contain gangs that were, among other things, going out of their way to intimidate other cops. That was how we first heard about them, because there is a suit from a cop who had left the department.
And it wasn't that it seemed to contain gangs. It was that it has contained gangs since as far back at least as 1990. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm basically, I'm weaseling, like we say, allegedly, because this hasn't been proven in court, but it seems to be pretty clear that that's the case.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That at least one person, before entering one of these games, killed a 15-year-old kid, and that was believed to be his entrance.
An initiation.
His initiation. So, people are always saying when a black kid gets blown away, well, let's see what is on his criminal record. Well, let's see what the gang affiliations of these cops were before we call this a tragic event, because when gangbangers kill gangbangers, it no humans involved.
Mm.
So if those cops were members of a police gang, I'm going to say, let's call it no humans involved.
Okay, I understand that. Still sounds horrific by the time the news gets back to Jackson pretty quick, but there's other factors involved in a lot of these things. State President, the UP of Michigan, news came out of just today, there was a prison riot.
Really? Over what?
Pretty up. Not sure of the details.
Really? What do you think that sounded like? You want a riot in?
Kinross. K-I-N-N-R-O-S-S. Kinross.
That's the name of the prison?
Yeah, just south of Sault Ste. Marie. Anyways, I guess they got it contained, but...
Well, usually when there's a prison riot, I'd like to know why they were rioting. Did it have to do with their treatment, the conditions? Were they, you know, on a fast of some sort, starving themselves or whatever?
You ever seen a bunch of happy guys riot?
Nope.
So
I'm just saying, what was it that they were rioting?
They weren't happy.
Obviously, but about what? What was going on?
I want to know, too.
Hey, the details will come out somewhat. Of course, we're under the orders of our illustrious governor of Michigan, highly esteemed Governor Whitmer.
Michigan prisoners in the UP gain control of a housing unit, according to Detroit Free Press.
Oh, my God, they're going to nest.
Quote, completely destroyed early Monday in what the head of the Union for Correction Officers is calling, quote, a riot related in part to unsafe staffing levels. I don't think that's why they were rioting. Prisoners took control of the housing unit.
No, that's why they were able to riot.
For about 5 hours after a flight Sunday night, according to the DOC. They did extensive damage, breaking equipment and glass and causing minor flooding, but the bureaucrat said he was not aware of injuries to officers or prisoners during that time.
Wow. Well, I wish they'd managed to, at least the drug prisoners and the prostitution prisoners and the gambling prisoners had been able to escape and make their way to someplace safe. But
yeah, all the
there's no place safe for them, unfortunately.
Indeed.
So how's it going in New Hampshire? I've been studying New Hampshire a little bit recently, listening to you folks for about a year now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going great, man.
Thinking of coming on over, checking us out.
the topography looks really cool with the hills and the rivers and...
Oh, yeah. We come from Florida. There, if you leave a basketball in the middle of the road, yeah, they'll name it Mount Wilson or something.
As a former Midwesterner, and thanks for the call tonight, David, as a former Midwesterner, the transition to from Michigan to here is pretty easy.
He mooses the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. As in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it is the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody, just reminding you that nobody tells you, beware of strong drink. It might make you shoot at tax collectors and miss.
Excellent public service announcement there, nobody.
This has been a public service announcement.
Speaking of public service announcements, do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce?
Woo!
And want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, or Bitcoin SV? Because now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. It is really fast. Just visit AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin. Then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce, and that's it. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com.
So what I want to know is WooCommerce, can you sell anything through their system, or does it have to be like crystals and silver? I mean, does
I do
it have
to
be
to
like Ouija boards and things that are like woo?
No, I think you can sell whatever you want. I don't.
Okay, whatever you want. That's cool, because otherwise it would be a lot less useful.
I do not know the answer to the question.
I'm sorry, can you repeat your question, sir?
I cannot, but what we can do is we can go to your calls and your thoughts.
I don't have any memory of that.
We're going to go to Steve in Portsmouth, Arkansas, listening on 96.7.
Oh, God, we were talking like Clinton right there.
/1230.
I don't have any memory of that.
Steve, yeah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Your southern accent is god-awful.
I know, thanks.
Well, the thing that introduced it was, can any of you do a bad southern accent? I bowed out because I can only do a good southern accent.
Oh, gotcha. Well, the first hour of the show when y'all were doing it, it was really bad. This intro to this last segment was a little better.
Can you say squeal like a pig for me?
A couple of my buddies.
I ain't done no accent until now, so I can do it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So what's on your line tonight, Steve?
Well, you know, I was listening to the first couple segments, and I had to run and help my wife with something, but, you know, this police shooting out in California, you know, that's another thing. You know, the last time I called you guys, I talked about the decriminalizing drugs or legalizing
drugs. You can
drugs.
Do them or you can say it, but you can't do both.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm from the South. Big words are, you know, they're hard. Even though last time I used the word caveat, I don't know if you remember that, but
that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Not caviar, but caveat.
But caviar could be a caveat.
Well, I mean, there could be a caveat to the caviar, but anyway.
Or a caveat about the caveat.
God.
Like, you can get everything you can eat, but not the caveat.
So what were you going to say?
Well, another issue that, as I've researched the libertarian folk, you know, it seems like to me that there's quite a few folks, especially one sitting to your right or left. I'm not sure where nobody's sitting.
Nobody's here.
Yeah, I know you're there. I just don't know where your position. But have a very bad disdain for police as a whole. And
I get it,
but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I know the chief of police here, heck of a guy. I mean, he's worked his way up from, I mean, he started off just on a bike, I think, and he's been in 20-something years. Go to church with him, sing with him, just a heck of a guy. And I think the majority of cops are that way. Now, I know that you guys or some of you may think that, and it's probably true, that there are some people that look at that as, well, hey, I can do this job and be a jerk and take advantage of some folks. And maybe they think the law don't apply to them. And that's going to be in any profession.
Because specifically the law doesn't apply to the police, because that's part of the benefits of that particular position. They vary. You know, there's two totally different sets of rules. It's not the same way if you work for Disney World. You know, if you do something illegal and you work for Disney World, you're probably going to go to jail for it.
Can I ask you a question briefly?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you drink alcohol?
Occasionally.
Okay. Well, somebody decided to come to your house, kick down the door, say, you drink alcohol, and we think that's bad for you, and therefore, we're going to lock you up in jail for a year and a half for your own good. Would you feel differently about those people once that has happened? Because I'll tell you what, I definitely felt differently about cops after being locked up for a year and a half simply for exercising my right to make my own medical decisions.
I hadn't done anything illegal for that to happen. So, first of all, if someone comes into my house unannounced, I've got stuff in there. Stuff that goes boom.
Yeah, well, the problem is if that somebody is a cop, that means you just committed suicide.
Well,
because they're going to kill you.
Well, you know, cops come into, just to clarify, you do know cops come into people's houses when they don't have the right address, but they come in anyway, or they think they, you know, they're going to find a certain person. They got the right address. They think they're going to find a certain person there, but that person hasn't lived there for months or years, and so they end up kicking down a door and scaring the hell out of somebody, possibly shooting somebody to death simply because they made a mistake. You know that does happen, right? So just because you're not doing something illegal doesn't mean that you aren't at risk.
Well, I understand that, and that's unfortunate when that happens, but,
it happens tens of thousands of times every single year. Every year.
And I think that the people who have it happen to them can probably find stronger words than unfortunate.
Well, I mean, look, who's the chick that got shot? Or I guess her boyfriend got shot. They came into their house. You guys have talked about it several times.
It's happened on a myriad of other
Brianna Taylor is probably the one you're talking about.
Yeah, Brianna Taylor. If you looked at her rap sheet.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that justifies shooting somebody.
Well, shooting and killing someone is rarely justified. I'm not saying that just like Chauvin, this guy that killed George Floyd or assisted in his death.
But the thing is, it's almost always justified when the police do it. So whenever the police shoot and kill somebody, it is almost every single time found to be part of their job, and as long as they're scared, it's totally fine.
Yeah, even if, like Mesa, Arizona, the guy shoots a guy who's crawling on his belly
when he was ordered
down the hallway, crying, drunk, and following orders as best as he could in his muddled mind, and he just got murdered. And my belief is that cop killed him because he wanted to kill somebody.
Well, he may have. But that's what I'm saying. There's bad people in every profession, and unfortunately, these guys have guns.
Well, the problem with the some bad apples theory is that if apples were killing as many people as cops are in America, there would be a congressional investigation of the apple industry.
Thanks for the call, Steve. More free talk.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump traveled to Northern California to meet with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and other state and federal officials.
The hottest August ever in the history of the state. The ferocity of these fires, the drought 5+ years, losing 163 million trees to that drought. Something's happened to the plumbing of the world. Climate change is real, and that is exacerbating this. And so please respect, and I know you do, the difference of opinion out here as it relates to this fundamental issue.
In the meeting, Governor Newsom failed to mention that at least two people have been arrested in California, three people in Oregon, and two others in Washington State on arson charges related to these fires. While the president praised the first responders to the fires, Joe Biden attacked the president, calling him a climate arsonist. This is USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Sally strengthened and was upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane as it makes its way across the Gulf of Mexico toward Mississippi and Alabama with 100-mile-an-hour sustained winds. The storm is forecast to make landfall late tomorrow or Wednesday morning, bringing life-threatening storm surges, strong winds, and flash floods again to the northern Gulf Coast. A hurricane warning is in effect from Morgan City, Louisiana to Navarre, Florida. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey ordered the state's beaches to close in preparation for the storm. The Attorney General of South Dakota reported hitting a deer with his car, but then authorities said he actually struck and killed a pedestrian whose body wasn't found until the next morning. Attorney General Jason Ravensburg fatally struck Joseph Bover in a pedestrian vehicle crash. Ravensburg's office said it was a tragic accident. Bover's family has expressed frustration over the lack of information. The department did not say how long it took for Ravensburg to call local authorities after the collision. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves by calling 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. And you can talk about whatever you like. You can talk about stuff we're talking about. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. And I wanted to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021.
Party!
Party, party, party.
We'll be there.
Come party with the captain at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. You just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party.
If it wasn't for pesky copyright laws, I would love to get a recording of that with the Beastie Boys in the background.
You gotta fight
for your right
for
to party.
Indeed. Indeed.
That's actually what's happening, though, of course, in America today, is you literally have to fight for your right to party at this point. And people are being put in prison behind jail cell bars for throwing parties in places like Hollywood, New York City.
And it's sad to see because, you know, my generation, we were proud and we were disobedient and we were grumpy, grumpy wretches. And we said, we're not going to take it. And the generation today seems to have a motto that we're just going to take it, whatever they do.
We'll take it hard.
Yeah, we'll take it
hard.
Anybody
we'll
else
take
has
it
ever
fast,
taken it before.
We'll take it however they want to give it to us. They'll even take it. Well, we don't know what's really going on.
Bunch of takers.
That's sad.
That's Irish for
losers.
That's Irish for a bunch of takers, just in case you didn't get the translation there.
We're just gonna take it like a whore.
Indeed. Let's continue with the fun here, and let's go to somebody named Slash. Wants to talk about something. Slash, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, I've heard defense of rioting, looting. I've heard that the cops are trying to conjure up a race war, and instead of people being...
I heard somebody lied about his name to the board operator.
It's a nickname. You don't tell anybody that calls him a nickname that.
Is it a soft J? Is it Yames? Is it Yames from Arizona? It's a soft J, like Yogging? Like Yogging?
Talk about a nickname.
Like Yogging?
Want to talk over me rather than make a point that's...
Speaking of talking over you.
No, Limbaugh has call screeners.
Right, I'm just going to put him on hold for a minute. Because he wants to complain about me talking over him when that is basically his M.O. So he must just be upset that I'm infringing on his territory. I'm guessing.
That's his signature move, man.
All right, James, what's your finisher?
As I was attempting to say, after being talked over by Brian, who calls himself the Reverend Kickass Lickler, I should like to point out to your audience that 3,000 people were murdered last Friday, 19 years ago, by 19 Osama bin Laden fanatics. But one only needs to have that nobody, Rich Paul, look in his own mirror to know why millions of people in society believe you should not take drugs. Because you're a worthless loser, liar, and pathetic excuse.
I think most people actually do believe in taking drugs. The evidence shows that most people, I mean, he said millions believe in not taking drugs, and there may be a few million that don't, but of the 330 million or so people in the United States, of those who are old enough, quote unquote, to do alter their states of consciousness, I think a super majority of them do. Look how popular alcohol is. Oh, yeah, in fact, that one actually, that caller is a user of alcohol, as a matter of fact.
That is true.
Maybe he forgot that alcohol is actually one of the hardest drugs known to man. It could actually kill you if you take too much of it.
Alcohol is scary. I stay away from that stuff. Give me some weed, bro.
It's amazing to me that he waited on hold for, you know, close to a half an hour just to be the same boring drivel that he always is.
Do realize that he's psychotic, right?
Well, yeah, but still, that
he's guano loco.
You know, he's got some patience anyway, I guess, you know.
Let's move on. We are moving
on. Probably got patients that he kidnapped.
Let's just continue on. Let's go to Paul, calling from San Francisco, listening to freetalklive.com. Paul,
poor Paul.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good. I have an idea on how we can have more freedom of speech in the United States.
All right, let's hear it.
To talk. Well, I used to have a YouTube site, and I would be talking about how you could use vitamin C to treat different things. And YouTube warned me that if you talk about using vitamin C to treat COVID virus, we will ban you. As a matter of fact, the CFO, what's her name, Susan Wozinski, actually said it right on the air at a news thing, that anybody that talks about using vitamin C on YouTube, we will ban their channel. So they banned me for life.
Wow.
They didn't lie. You can give them points for that.
Yeah, this is something that has been happening to people who don't toe the line. If you don't do whatever the government line says, they will likely take you off of their platform.
Are you familiar with library coins, sir?
So I came up with a solution.
All right.
I thought, I will run for president, and when I'm president, I will nationalize YouTube and turn it into the new digital post office system. So my name is Paul Kangas, K-A-N-G-A-S, and I'm
the
official write-in candidate for president of the United States. And that's my program to nationalize.
He's from
YouTube.
San Francisco. I mean, what would you expect?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's a total statist.
Maybe dodging a couple passes.
Well, so do either of you take vitamin C hourly, like Linus Pauling recommended?
No, I've never heard the recommendation to take vitamin C.
And I don't think I would take any recommendations from somebody like you who wants to steal somebody's business out from under them by the state.
Why don't you create something new and do it the way you want it to be instead of taking somebody else's work?
Have you ever heard of Linus Pauling?
He asked you a question, sir.
Well, because we need a national thing like the post office, but we need it digitalized. So we need something like, a U.S. government YouTube-type site.
Boy, if you thought YouTube was bad, wait till the government gets in charge of it.
Oh, yeah. Then it will be complete lockdown. Who do you think directs all the anti-free speech activity? It's a deep state. CIA. The people who are trying to control your brain.
If you're like Paul, he'll get rid of all those people.
Yeah. Paul, Paul, what makes you think that, quote, we need, unquote, a nationalized version of YouTube?
And who is we? Do you have a mouse in your pocket?
We need freedom of speech. We need to have a way to communicate worldwide without censorship.
We do. It's called the Internet.
It's called the Internet. You can start your own website.
Thanks for the call tonight, Paul. We do appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. I think that the whole bit is a horrible idea because if his idea had any merit, it would be able to be done in a free market.
I say don't steal it, build it.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
There once was an owl who lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be more like that wise old bird? Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to take a
minute. Do I get to do a poem?
I mean, you know, you're on the air pretty regularly.
Oh, once there was an elephant that tried to be a telephone. No, that was an elephone that tried to be a telephone. However it was, he got his trunk entangled in a telephone. The more he tried to get it free, the louder buzzed the telephone. I think I'd better end the song of Elihop and telephone.
Ian, your turn.
Ogden Nash.
If I don't have any poems, you're like, row, you're better.
Nah, I'm not that creative.
All right.
That wasn't creative. That was Ogden Nash. I mean, it was creative for him, but I just memorized it.
I wanted to take a minute to say thank you to Andy Loy.
All right.
He is today's amplifier. And if you don't know what an amplifier is, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, where you can discover all of the perks and benefits that you get for being an amplifier. Basically, we ask you to contribute $5 a month. You can contribute more, of course. We have different levels for all that kind of thing. The money goes to helping us get on more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 190.
Yeah.
We could be on 200. We could be on 200.
Those are rookie numbers. We got to bump those up.
It's all up to you. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. And again, thank you, Andy Loy. We appreciate your contribution. Let's continue the fun. Let's go to David calling from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how are you? You know, you could smell that I was going to debate with you or challenge you on your idea that it's somebody's right to party in the middle of an epidemic. Somebody came up to your house and took a crap on your front step every morning, and they smeared it on your doorknob. You think that'd be a crime?
There would be a crime pretty quick after that. Why are you asking? You got some plans I need to know about?
So in an epidemic, if somebody has a case of COVID.
Okay, I don't have a case of COVID.
Yeah, but if
do you have a case
did,
of COVID?
If somebody
I don't know anyone who does. Do you?
If do you know anybody who has a case of COVID? Do you know anybody who even has, you know, an old, half-used can of COVID in the corner left over from the party, much less a case of it?
Like cigarette butts in it?
Yeah. Does that, is there any COVID? Do you know anybody who has any COVID at all?
You're just liars then, right?
How so? He asked you a question. That's not a lie.
It couldn't be
false.
Are you
pretending that there is no such thing as COVID?
He didn't say
that. I'm asking you if you know anybody who has it. Listen up, bro.
Indirectly, yeah, sure. Whole bunch of different people. Close to 200,000 Americans are dead.
Well,
and you think it's
trillions
funny,
of
and you think it's,
not trillions, but millions of Americans.
You're telling
died.
People that they should go out there and party in the middle of an epidemic.
I'm saying they should certainly have the right,
given right to.
Well, I mean, if people want to party, they should be able to party.
What is rightful liberty, sir? Do you know what rightful liberty
that's
is?
That's why I ask. Would it be a crime if somebody just crapped on your front step every day and they smeared crap on your doorknob?
Yes, but yet somehow this call isn't.
What's the point of asking that question? I mean, I understand that probably happens a lot in San Francisco, but it doesn't happen around here.
Yeah, that's
often.
Really just a San Francisco thing.
It
nobody
does
else
happen
sees
around
that.
There. It's happening all around the country. There are 200,000 dead.
How many
Americans,
times have people taken a crap on your front step?
6 million.
Most of those
people
would have died anyway, dude. They had comorbidity conditions.
So that's just some more bad advice from you.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lock myself down because some people are scared.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You want some good advice from your point of view? Lock yourself away and throw away the key. Cower in terror before the dreadful 0.6% mortality. This beast, this unsatiable beast. But leave me out of it. That's my prescription. Leave me out of it.
So
whatever
you're
afraid of, I
death?
Don't care. I am
are
not
you invested
afraid.
In the deaths of Americans? Are you going to profiteer when people die?
I don't know. Are you saying, am I going to become like a mortician and make money?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I
if they need people buried, I'll bury them if you offer me enough money. You'd be amazed at the things I do for enough money. So long as I'm not violating anybody's rights. But do you know what rightful liberty is, sir?
I know a mortician that's telling people that COVID doesn't exist.
Well, that's a useless
thing. Yeah, he doesn't want to have a conversation.
I think he should dump this one.
Yeah. So,
he got it himself.
Yeah, no, I took care of it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So
he was irritated.
David, San Francisco can't leave soon enough.
Yeah.
California, go!
California, here you go! Okay, I'll have to come up with the second line of that later, because poetry is not fast to write. I'm sorry, I'm not a freestyle rapper. I'm a crazy old hippie.
Let's see, what else can we do here?
He was trying to liken COVID-19 to smearing S all over somebody's front steps and doorknobs.
Yeah, like,
right.
I'm not sure how he's getting from point A to point B.
Well, everybody's got their own idea of what it means to party.
Also,
his thing, and apparently that's his.
Now it all becomes clear.
That's just how he
how
rolls.
He parties.
He's not coming
now.
Over if he can't leave a dookie on your step.
Oh, my goodness. Here's the deal. People die. 200,000 people dead, if that's even accurate. It's not that much. It really isn't. There's 395 million people.
I don't know if we're that high yet, but is it that high?
I'm pretty high.
The population of the United States?
Is it 395 now? Last I heard it was 330.
Yeah, it's like 320, 330. You're overestimating.
So I'm overestimating.
But still, it
either
is
that or there's
fraction.
Been a massive birth wave from this COVID thing, but I don't think that would hit yet.
It's a small fraction of the population that has died fraction. According to the official statistics, which we've already seen are they're way blown out of
the CDC itself said 0.06%.
Yeah.
That's if you include all of them as deaths from COVID, but many of them, the supermajority of them, had other comorbidity conditions from which they would have likely perished this year, I would guess.
And I'd also... So many of them were geriatric to the point of being effectively terminal anyway.
Well, I'd also like to point out
the lack of education of that particular caller because he kept using the word epidemic, which this is not. It hardly qualifies as a pandemic. Define epidemic?
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
How do you know this isn't one?
Well, because it's been referred to as a pandemic.
Okay. Can something be both an epidemic and a pandemic?
I suspect it can. I'm not going to worry about it until people are actually showing up dead.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying that you can't say something isn't a pandemic without being able to define the word.
Well, we've defined the word before, and he was saying that it wasn't an epidemic. He was saying that it might qualify as a pandemic. I'm going to tell you, I don't think it qualifies as a pandemic.
We throw these words around all the time. I should know what the definitions are, or I shouldn't use them.
Yeah, a pandemic is widespread, and this is not.
Epidemic has almost the same definition. Epidemic, a widespread occurrence of an infectious disease in a community at a particular time. Quote, a flu epidemic, unquote, adjective of the nature of an epidemic.
Right. Now, define widespread, because the people in the old chat room that we had before, some of them were saying, well, it's a pandemic because it's spread across the world. Well, okay, it may be a few cases here, a few cases there, so it's spread across a large area, but it's not widespread in that it's encountered in our daily life in any way, shape, or form. So
and
it's not widespread.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's a disaster or particularly deadly. Let's face it, the common cold, we have been in a pandemic for centuries. Mm-hmm. It shows no sign of letting up. And we deal with it by not caring very much and wiping our nose when it needs it.
I can give you an example of probably the greatest epidemic the world has ever known, statism.
It has certainly killed a lot of people. If you add up the democides, the war casualties, the starvation, the just stupid decisions that led to somebody...
It spread rapidly to a large number of people in a given population.
It is a disease that should be eradicated, statism.
Indeed it is, a disease of the mind, because people act irrationally when they're infected by it.
And remember... Black Lives Matter, too.
This has been Free Talk Live. We're on the air 7 days a week. Join us tomorrow. Thanks and peace.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.